Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey and like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. First of all, let me ask you, what is your zip code? Just to make sure we speak to all areas in Atlanta.
30315.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
1984.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Masters.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
For 2020, Biden.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm absolutely registered, and I absolutely vote in, like, every election.
Okay. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. I have immigration, education, public transportation, climate change and the environment, crime, racism and discrimination, traffic, abortion access, jobs and the economy, or inflation and cost of living.
Oh, gosh. There's so many that you just mentioned. Like, anything that has to do with, like, social rights. So, and that's, like, a bunch of those. Sorry, my foster kittens are in here, too, and loud.
From the following list, which is the three most important to you, I can repeat the list. It's not a problem.
It's not that any of the list repeated. It's just I don't even know, like, there are many. I would say abortion is very high up there.
Okay.
There
I have
is,
immigration, education, racism and discrimination.
I would say racism and discrimination, but if I said immigration, it would not be for the reason that y'all want to put on there. It would be because that I think immigration is not made easy enough and accessible enough. So I don't want to answer that because I know that's not the way that would – I know that's not why they asked that question.
But which one should I record for you?
Immigration. Can you read the other ones again?
Yeah, education, public transportation, climate change and the environment, crime, traffic, abortion access, jobs in the economy, racism and discrimination or inflation and cost of living.
I would say public transportation.
Okay.
Because I think that transportation is like a right, but you go ahead. I'm sorry. 1 second, Margo. I'm on the phone. You said the next one?
Yeah, the last one. I have abortion and public transportation. The last one?
And racial, the racial and discrimination. And
okay.
It was at the end.
And when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta? Are very satisfied,
just the city of Atlanta in general?
Yes, the city of Atlanta in general.
Oh, God. I know you didn't design this survey. I used to get paid to do research surveys.
But in general, would you say very satisfied, just somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or
I'll say I'm neutral. I'll just say I'm neutral, somewhat satisfied.
Well, which one should I record for you? I just have four options in this case. Just very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied.
We'll say somewhat
satisfied. Okay. And the next one is the Atlanta region in general again.
I'll say somewhat satisfied.
The next one is Georgia.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And now I would like to read how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you know or never heard of the people or groups, just let us know, okay? You can indicate as well.
Hold one second. What was that, Margo? Because you have food in your hand. You can eat in here. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem. So the first one on the
list, you said, okay.
Governor Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
Oh, I'm so glad you had a 0 on there, because he needs that.
Okay, 0?
Absolutely.
Okay, the next one, electric scooters, from 0 to 10?
4.
Mayor Andrew Deakins?
4.
The Atlanta Beltline?
6.
Uber and Lyft?
6.
The Atlanta City Council, from 0 to 10?
I'm on the phone, Margo. 1 second. He's asking me questions and the answers are numbers. What was that? I'm sorry?
The Atlanta City Council, from 0 to 10, how would you rate the Atlanta City Council in general?
4.
Martha Trains?
6.
Artificial intelligence companies?
Oh, 6.
And the last one, the Atlanta Police Department, from 0 to 10.
2.
Okay. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major, major problem.
How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I use it every weekday.
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, somewhat not too familiar, or not at all?
Not too familiar.
How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely or never?
Rarely.
And
on a monthly
basis,
probably never. Like maybe a handful of times a year.
Yeah, in a typical month, rarely or never?
Rarely. We'll just say rarely.
Okay. Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion? Is that very positive,
It's such a mixed bag. It's somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. Here are a few statements after each one, please. Use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 that somewhat agree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first statement is,
okay.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
0.
Okay.
0.
The next one,
what?
I feel safe riding Martha.
9.
From 0 to 10? Okay.
I'm still on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Crime is a serious problem on Marta and Atlanta's buses.
2?
2, okay. I can easily get to place. 2 or 1?
Yeah, it's fine. 2. 2 is fine.
2, okay. The last 4, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
6.
The quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse.
7.
Martha says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything. Agree or disagree with that?
I don't actually pay attention. So I guess 5 is neutral, right? Because I don't ever pay attention. No, actually,
yeah,
I disagree with that. I just saw them sorry. I'll put it as 2 because I just saw them complete a project.
Okay. And the last one? Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better. From 0 to 10?
Adding more what will make congestion better?
Highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Disagree. 2.
2, okay. And which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with electric bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. So do you agree with most A or B? Strongly with A or somewhat more with A?
Very strongly with A. I'm a very large public transit proponent.
Okay, now here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that someone prioritized this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you don't prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. The first one is building more bike lanes for electric bikes and scooters. From 0 to 10?
Two.
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
One second. It's kind of cutting out, and I couldn't understand you.
I'm sorry. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths. From 0 to 10?
8.
Adding more security to MARTA stops.
I'm on the phone, baby. I'm sorry?
Adding more security to MARTA stops. From 0 to 10?
5.
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
Light rail to the Beltline. 5.
Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
public housing? 10.
10, okay. And last 3, expanding the streetcar system in the city. From 0 to 10?
What car system?
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
5.
And the last 2, adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta?
10.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
10.
Okay. And now we're 75%. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar. Not very familiar. Not too familiar,
okay. But based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
There's not a neutral on that one. I don't feel informed enough to make that judgment.
Okay, but...
If there's not a neutral, I would say... I would say somewhat not support.
Okay. You may know that...
I can't support something that I don't know about.
Okay, no problem. But as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will extend 22 miles of light rail that transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
If that is what that is, without looking further into it, I would say somewhat support.
Okay. And now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing a statement about the Beltline, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing a statement. Just three. The first one is the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
6.
Get the last two.
6. Yeah.
Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country. With millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day, the only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation. getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and will make Atlanta a better city. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
5.
And the last one. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. How convincing was that? From 0 to 10.
I would say that would be like an 8.
8, okay. And once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would still go with somewhat support for now.
Somewhat support. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your patience. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Again, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5, that you feel it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning statement. Just three again. The first one, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects will always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost 3, 4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. That was very concerning, somewhat or not at all, from 0 to 10.
I'm not concerned about that. Well,
not at all? Top one. And
not
the last two? Oh, 0?
Yeah, 0. Not at all.
Okay, 0. Not at all. And the last two, the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Marta is completely unsafe at the moment, which shouldn't happen at Marta
Station. I'll tell you
station.
Now, that's a 0.
Okay, but I need to read
it right now.
I will speed up my reading, okay?
I'm sorry.
On a regular basis,
okay.
Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. Still 0?
It's still 0.
Okay, and the last one, the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We have got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. Very concerning, somewhat or not at all. From 0 to 10, 8, okay?
I would say very concerning.
Is that a 10? Or
yeah, we'll say a 10. Or are we on a merit scale, or is it just somewhat or very?
Yeah, from 0 to 10, 10 means very concerning.
Okay, we'll just say I'm very concerning. I said 8, but very concerning is fine.
Yeah, 8. It's okay. Okay. And one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Now that you have a little more information, strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I mean, I'm still only somewhat support because that's not a lot of information for me.
Okay, thank you.
I'm a researcher. I want lots of data, so.
Yeah, I completely understand, but thank you for hearing all the options. The last two questions are for statistical purposes. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 21 years?
11 to 20 years.
And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself, heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
And are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children or under age 18, yes or no?
Yes.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm so far left of Democrat, Democrat, I guess.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And which of the following best describes your current employment status? A full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? this is probably going to get the right category, please. Was it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $35,000, between $30,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $50,000, $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $250,000, or more than $250,000?
It was between 100 and I forgot what the next
and
one you said.
250. Is that correct?
It's between that, yeah. For the total household.
And yes, correct. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Have a good
Bye.
Evening. Bye.